The coronavirus has been deadly for the Navajo Nation in Arizona. For months, Diné land has been closed to non-residents. I've been there many times, but the first was 2 decades ago when I drove a van with 8 people on a dusty dirt road to a remote home and an appointment with a Navajo medicine man. His daughter, medicine, said, "You're here to see grandfather." He was right here. She led us around the small hogan from east to west, where I saw a roadrunner making time to get away. Grandfather was booking it. There are reasons the indigenous people are wary of strangers carrying viruses from afar. For them, a dirty virus was like a bullet, and both were often a deadly sickness from the visitors. Living in this pandemic, I understand the protagonist in The Barfly, a hard-drinking, fist-fighting poet who said, "It's not that I dislike people. I just kind of feel better when they're not around." And yet, now more than ever, I feel a need to visit the places where I've walked and observed shape-shifting medicine men and gurus take on feathers to get away. Maybe that's why I do yoga, a practice in shape-shifting, and maybe even my first step on the way to feathers and slender roadrunner legs.